Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our 100th and what is this, 13th edition, maybe?
I think it might be 14.
Fox In Sports Podcast, 114. Fox In Sports Podcast. We want to welcome again all of our friends, family, and yes, Callie, even those foes that listen to us. Want to listen, appreciate everybody for listening in, along with my two youngest sons, Garrett and Gannon, and my little girl, little C, Callie. Kellen's working tonight, so he will not be able to be on the podcast with us. But we've got Callie here. We've got some special stuff to talk about tonight. We'll just jump right into it. If you notice, Garrett, you've got a little hat going on there. What is that? The Red Dirt Podcast? Is that what it is?
Yep, that's what it is. Red Dirt Podcast. So, Nick Anderson, Caden Helms.
Callie will be able to explain it more because she's watched more episodes than I have.
Really? What is it, Callie?
Just a podcast where Nick Anderson and Caden Helms bring in guests and interview them. They'll have like a couple football questions and then some like more chill questions they ask them.
You two went to a little extravaganza on Saturday night, it sounded like, and you had some fun and a video out there on our Instagram page and on TikTok, right?
It's on Instagram, TikTok. Maybe Facebook.
So tell our all of our listeners and those viewing how it all transpired. How did all this happen for you guys to go to this thing and how much it cost and all that fabulous
information? Well, I won't say how much it cost, but yeah.
Why?
Callie just randomly texted me just begging to go to this thing. And I was like at work and she sent it to me and I saw the price tag. I was like, what in the world is she asking? And then
she'd already asked me.
That's what she said. And she's like, I'll pay for my ticket. Just please take me. I was like, all right. So we bought a ticket. Didn't hear anything from them until like the day before the event. I'd been getting a bunch of like other promotional emails, but I hadn't heard anything else about the event. So I hadn't got like any tickets, nothing. And then, you know, our buddy Trevor Knight shot me a text and was like, hey, man, you got anybody else you want to come? And I was like, nah, it's just going to be us two. But, you know, I appreciate it. I know, you know, you're excited to meet me and we're excited to meet you. And, you know, glad we exchanged numbers. But it's just going to be me and Lil C right in this one. So
Trevor Knight being the former Oklahoma quarterback, what year was that we beat Alabama? Do you remember?
2000. I think he said his last year was a decade ago, like just that 10 years ago.
The 2013-14 time frame, something like that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
When we beat him pretty, I mean, it was a good game. But yeah.
I didn't know this, and you might remember this. I didn't know that was his freshman year when he beat them.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. A redshirt freshman.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So I was like, I did not know that. And I don't think that was – I don't think he started that full year. Again, the way he made it sound, I could look it up. The way he made it sound sounded like that was one of his first games starting.
Well, I remember. Yeah, I don't think he was our starter all year long. Was he?
He was competing with Blake Bell.
Blake Bell, right? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then I think Blake won the first couple, the job at first, and I think Trevor came in later on because he said he was texting Blake Bell, telling him that he owes him a lot of money because he's the one who forced him to switch to tight end, and now he's
that's true though.
Three Super Bowls. So
I'm trying to think. Golly, if that was the same year. Remember when Blake Bell came back and we beat Oklahoma State? He threw that, was it Saunders in the corner? Was that the next year?
I don't know.
It was in OSU at Stillwater.
Yeah, and I remember the game you're talking about, but
I just don't remember if that was the same season or next one. I don't know.
Alabama game? Was that the same season we went to the Tennessee game?
No.
I don't remember.
Well, went to the Tennessee, like, at home?
Yeah.
It might have been, because then that next year, Baker went and beat Tennessee.
I'm trying to look.
It would have been right around that time range. But yeah. Anyways, the event, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what to expect. I mean, leading up to it, we had our ideas of what it would be, and then Callie started looking it up and seeing some stuff. She's like, I think we're just sitting on a podcast. I was like, interesting. But No, it was fun. I mean, Caden Helms sat at our table. At the event was Caden Helms, Nick Anderson, Farouk, a tight end, Josh Vineu or something like that. And then Gentry Williams, Robert Spears Jennings, Jaden Gibson, and then Justin Harrington. Jeremiah Hall showed up. I honestly forgot about him. I forgot that he was there. But
did you say Kip Lewis?
Yeah, Kip Lewis too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool, man. So it was just like and then they serve food. And there was only, about 40 people 40 tickets available. Is that correct?
Supposedly. I mean, I felt like there was a little bit more, not a ton, but yeah, roughly about 40. Well, but
you said there were some family members, so it's possible that some family members were there on top of it.
Anyway. Yeah. But we got to ask. Go ahead. We got to ask questions. You know, Caden, again, was at our table. I asked a couple. Callie asked a couple. I don't know if he thought Callie's questions were just way better, but he definitely looked like answered them much more intently, like eye contact with Callie, and was like,
What'd you guys ask him? Go ahead.
Well, I asked him, I don't know. What did I ask him? I remember Callie's questions.
Let's hear it.
I asked if they liked the light shows that they did at the night games.
What did he say?
He said they do. Like, since they've only done it for like 2 years or whatever, he said that they've definitely stepped it up because, like, especially going to the SEC, they need something like that.
Sure.
And then, what's the other question I asked? Oh, I asked if they were going to do the podcast, like, till they graduate.
Oh, okay.
Only two questions I can remember, and I think I asked more, but he was talking about how he was most excited for the LSU game, and I asked if he'd been to that stadium at all, which he said no. And then I asked if, what kind of went into them starting the podcast. Like, did they just, like, wake up and decide they want to do it? But apparently a former position coach at a different university left and started his own podcast. Reached out to him and asked if he wanted to start his own, and he'd get money for it. So
that's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm. That is really cool. Was it weird at all that they were like younger than you?
Yeah, but like twice my size.
Kind of weird, just because like
a weird feeling.
Players now are being my age in like pro league, so I was just like, that's got to be a little funny.
They were all a lot taller than I thought they would be. Like, I didn't expect them to be short, but like they were giant.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Nick was taller, but like. That guy's huge. Like, Jaden's tall, but Nick's more filled out for sure. But, like, me and Cal were talking about, like, basketball players obviously are on a different level. And I guess I just thought football players were definitely above average. But I think I was only the same height as a couple of them. And the rest of them probably had me beat by a good 2 to 3 inches. But,
well, I know whenever you guys remember Grant Westrom used to shop with me at Sam's, and then, I was on his, I can't remember what it was called. His
board of directors.
Board of directors in his organization. But he was a lot taller than I thought, but he was also slender, a lot more slender. But he was built like a rock. I don't know if you, Gannon, do you remember meeting him whenever you got pictures with him and all that stuff? Do you remember that at all? No. Do you remember it, Garrett?
Barely.
Yeah. I'm sure Kellen does, but yeah, you guys were a little bit, obviously a little smaller, and Callie was a little bitty, but now I remember him being a lot, like, thinking, like, this guy, I mean, he's probably 6'5", 6'6", or something like that, and just this big guy, and I kind of thought he was probably a little bit smaller, like, not, like, height-wise, but he was sure. Lots more slender, yeah, and he was, man, pretty neat. Did you feel like when you guys were at the table, because you had other people there too, right? Did you feel like you all were trying to jump in there and ask questions, or do they kind of go around, or did you feel like, how did that work? You know what I mean? Like, did you feel like people were trying to
were you competing?
Yes, that's good. Yeah, competing.
Only a few times, but honestly, not so much. Like, there was a few times somebody else would ask him questions, and then he'd look at me and Callie and be like, what do you guys think? And we're like... Oh, well, you know.
But, wait, what do you mean?
Like someone
asked him one question on if he likes the day or night games more. And then he answered and he's like, what about you guys? And
I was
Well, I personally,
that's pretty cool.
Know,
but, yes, which game we are most excited to see next season.
Sure. What'd you guys say, Alabama?
No, I mean, I said, I didn't get my answer in because
me neither.
Someone, I think they were talking, but someone said Bama and I input. I was like, I don't really, I mean, it's a big game. I was like, since Saban left though.
But yeah, you're right. It's
just
kind of
it doesn't have the same feeling. Like, don't get me wrong. They'll still be probably a top 10, top five team when we play them, but.
But you're right though. 100% correct. 100% correct. What about, did you tell me you go to all the games, season tickets and all that good stuff?
No, I think they assumed that us being there, you know what I mean?
People there, yeah.
Go
yeah.
to most of the games because, like Trevor said, he's like, these 40 here are some of the most biggest fans you have. And I was like, you mean Calvary? Yeah.
I saw there was a couple of other Instagram accounts, you know, that follow you that were there as well. So did you know that being there or not?
No? I didn't. I don't know.
I didn't know if they went around. I'm assuming they obviously didn't go around and introduce everybody. Probably the players, but not you guys.
Yeah, just the players.
No coaches, no... Go ahead. What's that?
Another question I forgot that Garrett did ask that was, like, put into the podcast was, like, something they wanted to prove, like, themselves going into the SEC.
Is that podcast released yet?
I think they normally do, like, Wednesdays, if anything. Wednesdays, Thursdays. But yeah, it'll be the first question on the first, I think the first podcast that they have, so.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember. Maybe I didn't word my question right, because the way I asked it, they definitely didn't answer it the way I intended, but I was like, eh. Got my voice out there.
Now, do they do a full-on video, like on YouTube podcast, or is it all?
Yeah.
So... Maybe is a do they span do the camera over or do you
I didn't know? See one on me, you know.
Yeah.
Thank goodness because no I wasn't ready for it.
No Joe Castiglione, nobody like that there.
Nah. It was it was still a pretty small event, so
you said Nick Anderson's a lot bigger than you thought?
Yeah, I mean he's huge. Like I think his online maybe even says only like 6'4", but like I swear that guy's taller than that because I don't know. Yeah, he's going to be a problem next year and for many, many years after that in the league too, I think, because he's just good.
Gannon, were you getting ready to say something?
Wait, no, you're just asking about like different OU like – people, but was it OU associated at all, or is it just the podcast, or is it kind of hand in hand?
I mean, it was hand in hand given that they're OU players, but it wasn't like it was a OU event. It was more, yeah, definitely just Nick Anderson, Caden Helm event.
Yeah, because OU didn't
pretty tall
even
too,
like,
right? Go ahead. So, what's that, Callie?
I said OU didn't even like advertise it or anything, it was just advertised through all the podcasts.
Yeah,
for sure.
Gibson, is he taller
he's,
though? He
yeah, he's like 6'6". Wow. So, yeah, he's huge.
Who was the funniest of all the, like, was there anybody that kind of struck
Jaden.
Yeah?
Jaden's that dude's wild. You can tell.
What about Kip Lewis? He looked like he was kind of funny.
Kip's fun. And then, that tight end was kind of funny too. He was telling a story about his first spring game, how everyone was just kind of doing their job, acting like they'd, I mean, been there for a while doing the same thing over and over again. And him coming from a D2 basketball, like he tried to act like he had done that, like being all cool and chill on the field, but he messed up like over and over on one play. And then they had to call a timeout. And he was like, yeah, that's when I knew that I wasn't on the same level or like I needed to relax a little bit. But,
was there anybody that you were hoping that when Callie asked the question to those guys, date the daughter, that would have been answered as well, like Farouk?
Farouk would have given a probably a funny answer, probably.
Probably busy. Was he busy talking, I guess?
Yeah, you can see him in that first video, or the video for a couple seconds. Him, Nick, and then some other guy were talking, but luckily Jaden pulled Nick away and was like, hey, man, we're getting interviewed.
Well, yeah, Nick's the guy I think is going to be I think he's got a chance to be the next level, high, pretty pretty high, impressive football player.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else about that? You glad? I'm obviously glad you did it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Do it again?
Looking back, we should have been more assertive at the beginning because we just kind of walked in and everyone had already had the players were still kind of hanging out with each other before the event technically started. But they were doing the same thing at the very end, and then me and Callie just kind of jumped in there in the middle of their conversation. And then,
all right.
But
that was pretty cool. Fun. I haven't looked how many views. I mean, very many views.
Combined, I think it's up to 3 to 4, but.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, I saw a lot of likes like that.
Yeah, I don't know how many Callum's got on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at that, so. Did not even know he did it, but no, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's man, I'd love to do something like that. Obviously, I'd like a little Switzer, Bosworth, Adrian Peterson, something like that, you know. But still, these guys nowadays, these players now are pretty cool. Been nice to see little Jackson Arnold, but obviously he's probably got a lot of other commitments. I'm sure.
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah.
Was there any other question that any of the other people asked that you thought, oh, that's a pretty good question, or something they gave a good answer on at all, or
more so just insight on how what's the offensive coordinator's name? Blanking.
Oh, you're talking about which one? Seth Luttrell?
Yeah. How they think that's gonna go, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna score quite a bit of touchdowns through the air this year. So I think it's gonna be a lot more error raid than even with Lebby, which, yeah, they said, I think it was Nick who answered it. And he's like, yeah, me and Farouk and Gibson, we're pretty excited because they're going to be getting the ball a lot, I think. So,
well, that's good. I mean, yeah. They're obviously very talented and they got a good talented quarterback and will be throwing the ball.
Oh, no, I think that, I mean, yeah, receiver is one of our deepest position groups on there. So, I mean, you might as well utilize it, you know? So
go ahead.
Well, one at our table, one of the people asked, I mean, this is a basic question that everyone gets asked, but he's like, what do you guys think? What do you think of Jackson Arnold? And Caden Helms said he's the truth. So
yeah,
he says obviously that one last game was just nerves and jitters, but he's like, that guy does not lack any, he does not lack talent. He's got all the talent you need at that position. Yeah.
He's going to take some chances, and that's what I like about
him. Oh, no, I agree.
Throw the ball. There's going to be times we're going to get frustrated, probably, but he's also going to take a lot of those chances.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You'll probably see some bigger plays, honestly, come out of it for sure. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about it for sure. Any other OU questions or any or comments about it that you guys remember before we move on?
I mean, just OU news in general. We're supposed to be getting a pickup of a 5-star linebacker for next year's class. So that's a position that I don't think we usually get a ton of highly touted guys coming in. But
did we ever find out? I never heard. You know, the guy from Washington signed with us, and then he had a brother. Did we ever find out where that brother went? Or is he still undecided?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I haven't heard anything. That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything about that. So, I don't know. Season will be here soon. I did look it up, and that was the same season that we beat Oklahoma State 33-24, but that touchdown pass to Jalen Saunders, I think is what his name was, in the corner. And I don't know if you remember, but OSU, the very next possession, they had to try to drive the whole field to score, but I think they fumbled it, and we picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown with seconds left. So that's why the score looked so much different than what it did. So that's cool. All right. So here's my we're kind of move on to a couple things. One, did anybody watch the NBA All-Star game? I did not. I watched a little bit of it, but nothing hardly, because it's not interesting to me at all.
No, I watched some of the other events, but that was the one I did not care about.
Dunk contest, 3-point contest.
But
I watched a little bit of the 3-point contest. It's just, I could ask the question. I don't know if you guys even have an answer for it off the top of your head, but like, is there anything to even change it or get rid of it or what? But I mean, it's just.
I mean, I think the obvious answer is the home court advantage in the finals.
I think all I would do would just, which that's like the last thing that needs to be changed. Like, I think the dunk contest and like the Saturday events is what needs to change first. But I think the number one thing would be just make the season shorter and eliminate back-to-backs. Because why would they not treat, like, they're treating this week as a break because they're playing so stinking much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Shea just got off of 19 games in 30 days. Like, that's unrealistic. So, like, if you're going to make him play that much, drive him to the ground, you got to understand that they're going to treat this week as a break. They're not going to want to try it all.
Yeah, but I mean, the NFL is way more physically demanding, and they have to go sometimes, you know, 4 months straight, 4 or 5 months straight of playing. No breaks. I mean, they get that one bye week, but in the NBA, you take two games off. That's your whole, that's a week right there for you. So I don't think that would affect the All-Star game at all. Personally,
I just don't know
what it would.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Because that's what, okay. Like, they're all tired. Like, are you kidding me? I'd be gassed.
I don't know, the
NFL is a fair point, but like, that's just a different league. Like, it's.
I don't know why they can't extend the season in the playoffs. Like, it usually ends in what, June?
Yeah.
You know, maybe bleed into some July or something like that, and just where there's not so many back to backs or something.
Make it less games.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening just because of revenue. I mean, I agree with you, but I just think revenue is too much for these guys to want to give up any games. That's why they set these guys out. But it is what it is. Speaking of I want to say rule changes or what, but we kind of let everybody know last week, one of the questions we were going to ask this week, have a little discussion on, is if you could change something about the NFL, whether it's rules or whatever, is there anything you would want, if you had the power to do it, let's say they granted you the power to change something in the NFL. I've got a big old list, so I'll go last. And I've got one from Kellen, what he talked about, but he and I agreed on one thing, what he sent in, I already have my list. What would you change? Is there anything you would change?
Dallas Cowboys winning every Super Bowl. That's what I'd change.
Don't you think that'd get a little bit boring?
Not for me.
You don't think that would ever get boring, winning every
Super Bowl? So boring.
No chance. I'd rub it in everybody's faces.
I would love to win like four in a row or something, yeah. But then don't get me wrong, it'd be nice to win every one, but I think it would get boring after a while. I really do. The whole, you know.
After 6 years, I think it'd be boring.
Sure. Sure. 100%.
I mean, you'd have some close games in there and then it'd be fun.
Not gonna get it. No.
Anything fairly kind of realistic that kind of makes maybe a little bit of sense.
But what I would do is just like the NBA and do a lottery of the bottom, like six teams.
Okay. Okay.
And then depending on how many win differences is the bit better percentages. Like if a team goes 0-17 versus the second team who had 3 or 4 wins, they have bigger percentages than the next year whenever it's
more
teams with 3 and 4. Does that make sense?
Like if they put
so it's a little better structured
ping pong balls or whatever, they have more balls.
Okay. A little better structured than the NBA. Because there's no perfect way to do it, but I think it's by far the best way to decide who gets the top picks because it's just random.
That would be interesting because you got a team, let's say, that's only won 3 games, and then you got a team that won 6 or 7 that may not be, you know, I mean they have a better shot. Or not a better shot, but I'm just saying, like, if they get, like, the number one pick, like, I don't know. Like, say, like, Atlanta this year got the lottery pick, and they got Caleb Williams instead of Chicago or wherever he's going to land.
I wouldn't
know what I mean?
Put it as deep as the NBA, though. Like, I wouldn't put it all the way to all the teams who missed the playoffs. I would just do the top 6.
Yeah. I would get everybody
maybe
in there.
Was bottom 6. I'm not.
I would get everybody in there, but I would only put, like, one ball. You know what I mean? Like, say Carolina or Chicago is the worst team, and they have, I'm just throwing. I don't know what the number would be. Let's say they had 100 and Atlanta had one. You know what I mean? Like, there's still a chance. That'd be hilarious. But it's like, it pumps up. But I mean,
very rare. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I think it'd be awesome.
Those are the only ones you guys got so far?
Jerry Jones never buys the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones like is forced to hire a real general manager.
Jerry Jones never buys the Cowboys.
I don't think he's talking about situation.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he bought him. I mean,
what do you mean? Then what's the point of the question? That's what I wish I could change about the NFL.
He's saying more like
future change, not past.
Oh my gosh. That's not what you said. It's not what the question said. What would you change about the NFL? Well, let me read the question you texted. Exactly.
All right. Let's read it.
If you had the power to shake up the NFL, what would you change? That would shake up the NFL if Jerry Jones never bought him.
I guess, to be fair, that text definitely did portray what Gary's answering, but I would say I still assumed you meant just like a rule or a process of the lease. Yeah. But that doesn't mean Gary's wrong.
Lil C, you got anything you would change? Or do you have much?
I don't know. I don't really watch the NFL that much.
Then why are you here, Callie? Then why are you here?
To talk about OU. You
turn that light on, see? Nobody can see you. There you go. Open the blinds up a little bit. There you go. Way to go. All right. All right, you guys ready for some changes that I would make for the next hour? We'll discuss. Here's just some of them that I have written down. Ready? One is no more than 15 yards for a pass interference penalty. Kind of like college football, because I don't like the fact that they can throw the ball deep and then they get a 40-yard interference penalty and it's a spot foul. I'm not a fan of that. Garrett doesn't like the idea, so Garrett, why don't you tell me why?
I disagree as well.
That's a huge factor for like a late game drive. Like, you toss that ball up, you could just toss up there four times. Odds are one of them's going to pull the guy down, especially if it's a 15-yard penalty. Like, that's probably the smarter move. But right now, you still got to play really good defense or else they could be in, you know, scoring position. And I hate the 15 yards because you sit there and see a guy from 55, 60 yards get dragged down on an automatic catch, and you're like, that just costed us 40 yards right there.
I think in college setting, it makes a little more sense. But in the NFL, when you have the highest standards of play, you have to like punish more, I guess you could say. Have a more extreme punishment.
That's fair.
Callie, what do you think?
Yeah. Callie, what do you think? You're the tiebreaker for me. Maybe.
Gonna be honest, I didn't really understand what Dad's talking about.
All right, next one.
I think it's a vote for me then on my side.
No!
I'm pretty sure Kellen will be on my side too.
Okay, Kat, in college, if there's a pass interference, is it only if it's beyond 15, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Let's say they throw it 30 yards and there's a defensive pass interference. He threw it 30 yards, but the flag only gives them 15. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They only get 15 yards.
If they threw it 50 yards and he gets flagged, like he holds him, defensive pass interference, it goes all the way to 50 yards wherever he threw the ball to. Does that make sense?
So what's the question?
Which one do you
like better? Do you like just 15 yards or do you like an unlimited amount?
Did you just say pass?
No, like if he passes at 50 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three versus one. Next one.
Well, Kellen would be here voting for me, so...
All right, three versus two. Next one.
Blaine and Diego and who else has been on the podcast?
Will Lance, well, you know?
Lance,
Trent, let us know, man. Trent's been on once, so...
I'm sure me and Trent are pretty...
We'll get Isaiah in here. We'll get Isaiah in here.
Isaiah? Well, Isaiah probably on your side, but hey, that's okay. All right, so here's another one. I like a one-foot rule... in the NFL, not 2 feet down, 1 foot down for a catch on the side near the sidelines.
Nope,
I disagree.
Literally, just like Gannon said, that's one of the differences between, I mean, college players and professional players. And
it's just like a 3-point line being longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's more challenging, but
Here, what if it was this? You get one hand on the ball, you only need 1 foot. But if you use two hands, you need 2 feet.
Oh, that would be pretty sick, actually.
Pretty dumb. So, moving on.
I would like that. I would like that.
That would be kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. I just came up with that. Roger Goodell.
If that was the situation, how would they define it? Could you use body? Or would it
just it's literally just a stick. Yeah.
You would have to watch.
Just hand. No wrist.
Just straight hands, baby.
That's pretty ignorant.
Hear me out. Here, 4 fingers, you only need within an inch of the sideline.
You can be out of bounds all you want. You catch it with a couple.
You guys, somebody needs to put YouTube goobers on mute because that doesn't make any sense. All right. So the next one would be extend the 5-yard chuck rule to 10 yards. So what that means is the first 5 yards, the defensive back can hit the receiver, but after 5 yards, they have to let him go. All right. That's why I'm incorporating all these together, the 15-yard penalty and the 1 foot in bounds, because I think if you were able to let some of these defensive backs hit him for the first 10 yards, I'm all about offense, but there's got to be some defense. Like some of these receivers back in the 60s and 70s were really good receivers and 80s, but they don't get the recognition because, let's be honest, there were tougher rules back then, but there are better athletes now. I get it. These guys throw the ball like crazy and stuff now, but I'm just saying, like, I think there needs to be let it go 10 yards. 10 yards for chuck rule. Yes or no?
I'd probably be okay with that one.
All right.
I don't think it's a necessary thing to change, honestly.
Callie's still on? I can't really see her. It's dark in there. I don't know. All right. Did it get that dark that quick?
Yeah, apparently, because she like opened her blinds and it was fine. Then, like 3 minutes later, it's like ghost town over there.
You got to make sure all the guys from the OU podcast know who they were talking to. So there you go. All right, here's some other things I would start. All right, this all goes hand in hand. Okay, so I want you. This is starting this next season. Start the NFL on Labor Day weekend. Start the games on Labor Day weekend. Not do the and okay so. Also, incorporate an 18-game schedule, which each team gets 2 bye weeks. So listen to me, all right? If hypothetically they did that this coming up season for 2024 going into 2025, it would start, I think I looked it up, September 1st because Labor Day is the 2nd. So you'd start all the games on the 1st. You would have the 2nd, you know, September 2nd. I would have that be like the Chiefs versus whoever, not doing it on Thursday night. It goes all the way down, and then with two bye weeks plus the playoffs, plus the week between the playoffs and the Super Bowl would be played on the Sunday before President's Day, which is today, all right? So the meaning, there's a lot of people that take off President's Day. Guess what? It's a big Super Bowl weekend, knowing you've got that Sunday or that Monday off as well. I mean, I obviously had to work, but there's a lot of people that did not work. Does that make sense? Yes, yeah. Or no?
I do like
yes,
that.
Yes, it makes That'd sense. Cool. Sure. Don't really.
It'd be an extra really week of play, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be an extra week of play. I would eliminate it. I'd make sure there's no more than 2 preseason games. I'd have, you know, more practice games or whatever, practices.
No. Did you say no Thursday night just for that week one at all?
No Thursday night games anymore. The only Thursday games that are played are Thanksgiving Day only. That's it. Yep. And there's 3 of them, preferably 2, but 3 is fine. I've just never have been able to really watch that 3rd game because we're either driving back from like Nan and Papa's or I'm going to bed early because Black Friday is, you know, I work in retail, you know, so hey, but I'm always real tired and stuff. But anyway, I would do away with those days. Overtime rule, I would like it changed. I would like it changed to like college rules, except for I would start on the 40. That way it's not a guaranteed field goal right from the beginning. You got to probably pick up at least a first down or, you know, several yards, if that makes any sense. So, thoughts? And you'd have to go for 2, just like after the second touch or the first touchdown, you got to go for 2 after that.
I think for overtime, they switch it to soccer. So it's basically penalties, but with field goals.
That would be
crazy.
Sick.
No, that's not a bad idea. I mean, seriously, I've heard of people say that too. Like, start at the
start 15 at the 12.
And go 20, 25, 35, whatever. And that way, the kickers, I don't want to say earn their money. I'm not acting like they don't ever earn their money, but
will be really valuable.
They have a bigger role.
Yes, it puts a little bit of pressure on those kickers, though. That's not a bad one at all.
It's kind not of joking.
I like both. I like both of those ideas. I definitely love the college layout, yes. Though.
Garrett?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Huh? I think it needs to be changed either way, yeah. But mm-hmm. I mean,
I would tweak the pass. What am I trying to say? Roughing the passer penalty. There's still got to be something there, but you know how sometimes they'll graze the quarterback's helmet or the face mask, and they call it. And it is the rule, but I would, you know, you don't want to see these guys get plowed. I've read a lot of comments. The reason why I'm bringing this even up because I saw it on Facebook on one of the groups I'm in, and I've read through a lot of things that people were saying, and a lot of them were saying, you know, the quarterbacks are
overprotected.
Not as tough anymore. Yes, not as tough nowadays and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's the thing. Like, do you really want to watch a game with two backup quarterbacks? Because we've seen that, and it happens, right? And it stinks.
I mean, this really year, it was like week 18, only three or four of the starters in week one were playing.
Once in a while, you'll get a Kurt Warner, you know, not very often. I mean, Kurt Warner, who all of a sudden exploded, and, you know, you'll have these, but you don't want to see that. So you want to protect the quarterback to some extent, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, some of
that's not protecting the quarterback. That's just like being really scared.
Like, because it's not like these guys are, their hands are going everywhere. They're trying to get away from the block, and they graze the mass, and the quarterback's like, oh, hey, they hit me, you know. So I would get rid of that. I would I figured this up one time. It's been years ago, and I'd have to look at and see if I could find it. I would have it to where, like, you know, when they have the salary cap, I would have it to where whatever player you wanted to be the highest paid player, they only get a certain percentage of that salary cap. Then it goes down, you know, the second, third, you know, then there's like a list of probably 10 or 12 players that all make the same amount of money. And then, you know, four or five guys that make the minimum, whatever. I would do something to that effect. That way they're not, you know, everybody's so concerned, well, who's the highest paid quarterback, this and that, who cares? Like, have everybody kind of making, you know, if you want your quarterback to be your highest paid player, which, to be honest with you, most teams are probably going to do that. It's going to be the quarterback. I'm not saying, like, if it's $100 million, I'm not saying 25% of it, you know. I don't know what that percentage is, but I've done the math before where I did it with 53-man roster, and it worked out pretty good. So that's just my opinion. You guys probably don't agree, but that's fine. And geographical divisions. I know Garrett probably didn't like that, but like, it makes no sense to, I mean, I'm big. I really am big on, you know, the history and the, what do you call it? What
am I trying to
say? Well, the rivalries, you know, and the not change. I'm not a big change kind of guy on stuff, but it makes no sense for Dallas to be in the same division as the Giants, the Eagles, and the Washington. They should be in a division with, like, New Orleans. They should be in a division with Houston. And, I don't, you know, maybe a Kansas City or a Denver or somebody like that. That's who they should, to be honest with you, be in a division with, to be quite honest with you. It would cut down on some of these, you know, not that it matters, but the plane flights.
Long travels. No, it matters.
But at the same time, with that being said, do you think, like, you could easily have the Giants and Jets in the same division. You could easily have the Chargers and Rams in the same division. But my question is, since they play in the same stadium, does that give one team sort of a game advantage each year because they would play an extra game at home even though they're the road team? Does that make sense?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, it would technically, but I don't think it would be enough to care about. And if anything, just blame the NFL for putting multiple teams in one stadium. Sure.
Well, I mean, thing is, dadgum, I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
All those teams kind of stink anyway, except for, I mean, I guess the two LA teams aren't too bad right now. Mm. But then with my other one, you know, I don't even have this written down, but it's something I remembered off the top of my head. Like, me personally, I moved the Chargers back to San Diego. I move the Raiders back to Oakland. I would move the Arizona Cardinals back to St. Louis. I would make the Houston Texans be the Houston Oilers. I would make the Baltimore Ravens be the Colts. I don't know what the Colts or Indianapolis Colts would be called. No clue. Indianapolis Racers. I don't know. Anyway, I know y'all probably don't agree with that one, but that's just what I feel like. I wouldn't do color rush uniforms. I don't like color rush uniforms. I think
it's not a thing anymore.
I think it's dumb. I would make sure it's not a purple like the Eagle or the Vikings purple shirt, purple jersey, purple pants. No, it's gotta be white pants.
I don't think they've done that in like 3 seasons.
They do it all the time. All these teams have like Cardinals are red tops and red bottoms. I mean,
well, that's their normal jerseys.
But it wasn't always the fact. It was always red tops and white bottoms. That's
No, you're right, but that's not their color rush. That's their home and away jerseys.
Well, yeah, but
now.
I'm just saying I would get rid of all that kind of stuff. That's color rush to me. I don't know. It's dumb. That is my opinion. I've got a lot of obviously different things, but people were saying get rid of Roger Goodell. I'm like, why? Like, what is he? I mean, I don't know why people are so mad at him about it. I mean, I think he's made the league more global. That's some people put down that they didn't want to have any of those games in Germany or wherever they're having them. I don't know how you guys feel about that. But I mean, the reason why he's doing it is to get the name out there to sell more merchandise. I mean, that's what it's all about, is trying to sell. You remember last year, before, I don't know if it was before the season, I mentioned one of the guys on one of the TV shows I watched mentioned like having all the teams meet like in, let's say, Germany or wherever it might be. They play those NFL Europe games all at the same time, like, and they would have one each day. Like, of course, this, I'm kind of contradicting myself saying no Thursday night games, but it's like having a game Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the other ones play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or something like that. Do you remember that at all when we talked about that? Like having some
roughly
of them go in, some of them all having a bye week the first week, and some of them having a bye week the last week. I don't know. Getting it all out of the way in 1 week and just calling it, you know, NFL Europe week or whatever. I don't know if that would be beneficial or not. I don't know the answer to that. But those are mine. Did you think of any in between that time?
No, I think you took all mine.
Man. I probably did, didn't I? Yeah.
I had about 15. You took about you know, 20 of them. So
Kellen did say, Kellen said the 18-game schedule. He said he thinks they need to have an 18-game schedule. And I think he said reduce the, if I'm mistaken, he said reduce the, what do you call it, the preseason. You know, is what he said. If that were the case, I know there was a ton of comments in there about getting rid of all the wokeness in the NFL. Don't know how you feel about that.
Whatever that means.
But yeah, I don't know what they're referring to be honest. So.
Yeah, I don't either.
Nah, but you know what, all the just crazy stuff that they're trying to do. You know, whatever. But there's a lot of stuff they need.
Really don't. So
okay, well. I'd save that for another podcast. So anyway, all right. What else? What else you guys got? Got a few minutes left. Any predictions on how the Thunder are going to finish up the season? Big time. Waiting for it.
Probably 2 seed.
You think so?
I think.
Three at worst, maybe?
I think we could get the 1.
Yeah.
I think 4 at worst, but.
Yeah, our schedule is much, much easier in this back half than it has been the whole time, especially in January.
Knock on some wood there, buddy. I hope, because, I mean, I...
What, about being easier?
Yeah.
That's the only teams... Easier. No, but that's the only teams we've lost to are the terrible teams, so...
Yeah, it is interesting how we
win. I'm not really expecting January, though. January, we played way too many games.
We had too many games in January. Way too many games. And I think we finished, I want to say 11-6. We had, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. It was way too many games in January. But I'm excited about the, I don't even say second half of the season, but because it's past that. Go ahead.
I'll say, I think it was 19 games in January, which is like.
Yeah.
Makes absolutely no sense. And that's why we would lose to some bad teams, because
it was like these back to back
two games every 3 days.
Made absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense at all. All right. Well, Something's wrong with my computer now. So, well, there it goes. I got it fixed. That's really all I've got to say today. When all the Foxed In would love to tell everyone, and I'll do that. Appreciate y'all listening to us, taking your time out of your day. Listen to our Foxed In Sports podcast, along with Callie and Gannon and Garrett. I'm Todd Fox, and we appreciate it. But I want to remind you that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the Skulk.
And until next time, good.
Goodbye, everybody.
Boomer, sooner. Red dirt.